gets in his patent leather zebra boots, fires up his super sport Malibu. He burns a rubber across a county line, a honky-tonking fool to close in time. You ought to see him metamorphosize from Barney Jekyll into Bubba Hyde. You ought to see him metamorphosize from Barney Jekyll into Bubba
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Drones dropping out of formation and falling from the sky in the middle of an Orlando, Florida holiday show over the weekend, severely injuring a 7-year-old boy.
The company behind the drone show, Sky Elements, saying in a statement, Sky Elements Drones wants to extend our sincere hope for a full and speedy recovery to those impacted.
We turned around and we saw that he was hit. He was unconscious. It was horrible.
The drone hitting the boy in the chest, one of the propellers cutting his face, his family rushing him to a local hospital. His mother says Alexander underwent open heart surgery overnight. The FAA is currently investigating.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. There's a man in custody in New York City suspected of setting a woman on fire aboard a subway train. She later died. It happened at the Coney Island stop in Brooklyn. A couple of days before Christmas, there's a winter storm on the move. Snow and ice in parts of the upper Midwest. Also the coldest December in years across the Northeast. More than 100 million Americans expected to travel by road or by air between now and January 2nd. This is ABC News. Blake Lively accusing the co-star and director of her film It Ends With Us of sexual harassment. The actress also alleging that Justin Baldoni is part of what she calls a smear campaign to destroy her reputation. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Over the weekend, Lively filing a complaint in California alleging sexual misconduct on set, saying Baldoni showed her nude videos and images of women, discussed sexual conquests, and criticized Lively's weight. The filing detailing a meeting held to address the concerns. The filing also includes messages Lively says showed the alleged coordinated scheme between Baldoni's team and a crisis management expert. One message reading, "We can bury anyone."
Baldoni's attorney calling the accusations completely false. Nissan and Honda are planning to merge. The Japanese automakers announcing they have signed a memo of understanding forming the world's third largest car manufacturer after Toyota and Volkswagen, listing shares in August of 2026. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Okay, Christmas and Hanukkah are Wednesday, which means that if you still have shopping to do, then it's time to get to Macy's now and find last-minute gifts that feel anything but last-minute. Here's one we love. Fragrance gift sets from designers like Gucci, Givenchy, and more that are boxed and ready to give. No wrapping required. And don't forget, it's your last chance to use your Macy's money, too. So when it's down to the last minute, your first stop should be Macy's, but you only have until tomorrow night. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Tad Aylin. Police SWAT team members shot and killed a suspect in an exchange of gunfire in Chippewa County late Saturday night. The Wisconsin Department of Justice said the fatal shooting followed a response to a domestic incident by Chippewa County deputies in the town of Lafayette. Attorney General Josh Call hopes state lawmakers will address firearms concerns. following the Abundant Life school shooting in Madison, Call said making sure there are policies in place that keep firearms out of the hands of those who could harm others or themselves should be a priority. And the Red Cross is keeping its doors open for a Christmas Eve blood drive in Madison. The annual blood drive will be at the Alliant Energy Center from 7 a.m. till 1 p.m. All are welcome to donate, and you don't need to make an appointment. You can find out more at redcrossblood.org. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Be sure to visit the O'Galley Cheese Factory this holiday season. Their delicious cheese boxes make the perfect gift. O'Galley Cheese has a wide array of boxes featuring their award-winning cheese designed to fit any budget. Choose one of their pre-made selections or create your own specialty box. They can ship anywhere. Remember to order early to ensure timely delivery. Visit O'Galley Cheese, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25, or visit OGalleyCheese.com for easy online ordering.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-507-9624.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy today with light snow and freezing drizzle. Roads and surfaces are going to be very slippery today, so take it easy. 35 will be our high this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 32. Christmas Day, it'll be cloudy with a high of 35. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I got
I was raced off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out at her bedroom window. We turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Well, I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Merry Christmas. It is Christmas week. And it looks like it's going to warm up this week. We'll have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll have our newsmaker segment as well. Many of you know, I've not really been here the last few days, and it looks like I'll be on a limited schedule as well this week. On Wednesday evening, I started not to feel very well, and by early Friday morning, it was so bad I was up at Advent Health. I have colitis, and so can't really go full steam ahead here just yet. So again, thanks to Jesse Allen and the rest of the staff over at the American Ag Network. They're kind of filling in for doing some of the markets as well. And special thanks to Rhonda. She's been keeping me going here and making sure I'm drinking plenty of water and taking all these icky pills and that sort of thing. Probably will be on a limited schedule here at least this week. But I've had a lot of folks reach out. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And hopefully before New Year's, we'll be at least back to 85-90%. At least that's what we're open for. Coming up, we're going to have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Dairy farmers, extend the life of your investment and keep the milk inspector happy when you resurface your mangers, feed bunks, feed carts, and more with a microepoxy surface from Osteoplastics and Supply. The microepoxy surface provides for easier cleaning of feed bunks, less feed waste, offers a non-skid surface, and withstands extreme temperatures and chemicals. You can repair your floors and equipment for less than replacing, and the increased milk production will pay for the installation. Find out more. Visit osteoplastics.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, we're recording this ahead of USDA's November milk production report last week, but we know that U.S. milk output is recovering, though bird flu, particularly in California, will temper that. What is your read on this?
We are hearing that milk collections in California in November were worse than October, and October's milk production was down 3.8% year over year, so the expectation is that milk production would be down even more. Over half the herds in California have been impacted by bird flu, so that's pretty significant as well.
There's a lot of a new processing capacity coming online, and the thought is that we've got to fill those new plants and that expanded capacity. Do you think U.S. dairy farmers will rise to that mandate?
I absolutely do. Most of that new capacity is coming online in the Plain State. So Kansas and Texas have those new plants, and the farmers that will be helping to fill those plants committed a while ago and have been expanding. If we look back at the milk production and milk cow data over the course of 2024, we've seen that milk production and milk cows are increasing in those places in response to the new capacity coming online. So I anticipate that into the new year, we will see growth in the mountain states and continued growth in the plain states to fill the capacity and then also fill gaps that come up due to the new capacity coming online.
Which prompts the question, what about demand, Betty? What do you see ahead in the new year? Will that demand absorb that extra capacity?
That will be real interesting, won't it? I definitely see the ongoing trend for increased protein demand into the new year. The rise of these weight loss drugs have really driven people to eat more high protein foods, and dairy is a great source of that. So as an example, whey protein isolate production has already set an annual record, and the data has only been recorded through October. It is just unbelievable how much is being made and consumed. And WPC80, another high protein dairy product, that's on track to set a record this year as well. As far as cheese goes, we're going to have a lot more cheese next year, so that will shake things up a little bit. It could cause Class 4 prices to move up and put some downward pressure on Class 3 as we have more cheese supplies available.
Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
You are one of a kind, special, unique. You are different than other people, and it is your difference that creates your value. Someone else is depending on you to grow your talents, gifts, and strengths, and to share those with them.
Another part of what makes you different and one of a kind is your specific weaknesses. Nobody is perfect. We all have weaknesses, and it is valuable to know what they are and to come to grips with them.
So, what do we do with our weaknesses? Some people, businesses, or organizations will focus all their efforts on improving their weaknesses. Sometimes, there is tremendous value in identifying a weakness and strategically taking steps to improve it.
It can also be wise to realize that a particular weakness you possess is not something you choose to improve. You may then choose to delegate or fill that weakness with another person who is already strong in that area.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
Visiting USDA's Winton Patio reveals painted portraits of all agriculture secretaries, including that of Secretary Tom Vilsack from his first term of service from 2009 to 2017. Now concluding a second four-year service as secretary, some might be surprised when he says a second portrait reflecting this latest time in office is not necessarily needed. Why?
I like the way I look down there, and I know that if there were a second portrait, I'd look a lot older.
Beyond that, Secretary Vilsack reveals the focus of his initial portrait reflects not his first term, but of the various mission areas of the Agriculture Department and those serving in those missions.
If you look at that, you see just about a symbol for virtually every mission area of the department, and that was the purpose of it.
If a second portrait of Secretary Vilsack were to be done, he feels the emphasis should be on the consistency of his work done during his 12 years at the helm of USDA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Get even more savings this holiday season by becoming a Milo's Rewards member. Don't miss new member deals dropping every week, like $15 off a purchase of $50 or more on select Bounty, Charmin, and Puffs paper products. Plus, get free standard shipping with Silver Key status. Just one more way Lowe's is here to help you shop, save, and enjoy the holidays. Join for free today. Milo's Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Exclusions and more terms apply. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every day I clock out and head straight to her house. We cuddle up on the couch, but it always ends the same old way. Driving home and it's incredibly late. Something's gotta change, 'cause I've been wrapped around your finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go. Time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Went to the bank, took out a loan, went and bought the perfect stone. Caught up her dad on the phone. I'm taking him to dinner Sunday night. I've never been so nervous in my life. I wanna do this right, 'cause
Yes, sir, I love her very much. I know it's only been 7 months. That's long enough, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling weather. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. It's a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. To face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in to wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Judds and Winter Wonderland here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 29 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from the overnight and on Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the January contract is traded. January down 13 to 1969. February, March, and April not traded yet so far this morning. February at 1969, March 1958, April at 1936. Cheese markets, barrels were steady Friday at 176, 40-pound blocks down a quarter to 185 and a quarter. Four trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 4.5 to 255 and a half. Seven trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.75 to 139 and a quarter. Eight trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 74, one trade on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, they're called mixed. Hogs are called lower. The livestock markets, especially hogs, will position for the hogs and pigs report. Now, last week, the livestock complex was higher as traders were comfortable that they were positioned ahead of the cattle on feed report and cash held. As it traded earlier in the week, hogs pushed higher last week on renewed optimism over demand, but again, could be lower today on profit-taking because, remember, it's also a holiday-shortened week. December live cattle opened the day at 191.32, February 188.40, April 190.12, January feeder cattle opened at 255.60, March 255.82, April 256.75, February hogs opened at 85.92, April 90.52, May 94.35. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn, soybeans, and wheat all are moving mostly higher as they extend the buying from Friday, as a lot of technical buying happened in all of the grain markets, as it was a pretty volatile trading week last week ahead of the Christmas holiday. Again, we'll have that holiday shortened to trading. Also, some of the strength in the dollar as well, or weakness rather in the dollar, helped to support some of the wheat contracts as well. It looks like that's happening again today. March corn this morning up 1.5 to 447 and three quarters. May up 1.75 to 453 and a half. July up 1.5 to 456. And new crop up 1.25 to 439. January beans up 1.5 to 976. March and May also up 1.5. March at 980 and three quarters. May at 989 and a half. New crop up 3.25 to 990 and a half. January soybean meal up $1.40 to $2.95.90. January soybean oil up 38 cents to $39.86. Chicago wheat, March up 5 to 538. May up 5.5 to 548 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, March up 6.5 to 596 and three quarters. May up 6 at 604 and a quarter. Energy markets this morning are mixed. February crude oil down 23 cents to 69.23. March down 21 cents to 68.81. January and February gas are now steady. January at 194. February at 195. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.89, January $3.92, new crop $3.78. Cash beans $8.95, January 9 even, February $8.94, new crop $8.97. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash January and February corn all at $4.06 and a quarter, March $4.08 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.11, January $4.06, and new crop at $3.89. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn $3.91, new crop $3.87, cash beans $8.94, new crop at $9.12. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.94, new crop $3.88, cash beans $8.89, new crop at $8.97.
At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at $3.98, January $4.01, February $4.04, and new crop at $3.87. Cash beans $9.04, January $9.09, March at $9.19, and new crop at $9.07. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.93, new crop $3.79, cash beans $9.03, new crop $9.14. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 178 to 202, Holstein fed cattle 153 to 175, market cows 97 to 116, bulls 125 to 150, calves 310 to 990, beef steers 190 to 385, Holstein steers at 110 to 230. Sheep markets, market lambs at 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes 140 and down, rams 125 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 210 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines of talk, text, and data for only $30 a line. Just go to T-Mobile.com/choice55 or visit your local store to make the switch.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off two lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. Free phones up to $300 off with 24 monthly bill credits and qualifying new line for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits, and if you pay off device early. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. To the clerk, the pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Barks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. I feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight. Hey, Lyle. Boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight.
feel lucky today.
Well, I met her out at Murphy's restaurant. She said she was fresh from the farm. And I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz. And when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, I like living like this. So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the redwood deck. Now she's run off and I've got the trailer, a gang of black heart and a pretty red neck. Well, a few nights later, I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV. And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was crying, don't you leave me. I told him, this is a
station so good, you'll want to set two presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My Daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines. All day long in the field of hoeing corn. Mommy rocked everything would start all over come break of morn. Daddy loved and raised their kids on a miner's pay. Mommy scrubbed our clothes on a washboard every day. Why, I've seen her play
big smile in mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog. Daddy always managed to get the money somewhere.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Milk Business Conference. Thank you to our sponsors, including Amplify Health from Gunderson Lutheran, Synergy Co-op, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. I'm with Lucas Sjostrom, and we are going to talk a little bit about H5N1 monitoring in milk. And Lucas is with the Edge Dairy Cooperative as well. Lucas, thanks for joining us. USDA has kind of announced that they're going to start doing this. So how is this going to work?
Yeah, I think we're still waiting on the details, Brian. We've got six states that aren't in our region who are going to be doing the first round. Those states look very different than our upper Midwest states. They're very concentrated in terms of where the milk comes to and goes to every day. As you may know, in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, South Dakota, we have lots of good green practices, switching where the milk trucks go. Plants are very kind to each other. If something's down, we're going to reroute milk, and we trade a lot of paper and a lot of trucks each day. So with our unique footprint, we are gathering information. I think, frankly, the states are still gathering information on exactly how they're going to do this. For the average dairy producer, I don't think they will see any impact unless, of course, their herd is positive and they wouldn't have found that before. That's maybe good monitoring, maybe catch things faster, and USDA has stated that their goal is to stamp this out. So I can tell you across our nine states, we have been asked to provide feedback. We'll be providing feedback, and across our nine states, they're kind of all the same as what I described. Doing it at the silo level is a problem. We turn over those milk silos at the processing plant fast, and so the trace back actually becomes more of a maybe burden than necessary. Doing it at the milk truck level is a lot more samples, but maybe that's faster. And then doing it at the farm level, I think, is just probably impossible, but ultimately it's up to the states on how they want to do it, the percentage they want to get, and we'll learn from these first six states as we go forward.
Is that going to be the challenge to implement this nationally anyway? Because it's like, you know, I could see at the farm level, because the truck is already doing testing before the milk gets into the truck in the first place. So that part of it, to me, that almost seems like the only option, really.
Right. I think the devil's in the details here of who can do it. If we're allowing milk truck drivers to take the sample and that sample to be good, fine. The way the regulations are written is that person is currently not allowed to be one of the samplers just because of how sensitive the test is and how it needs to be cared for. So there's a lot to work out here, and we'll learn that. But if everything was cheap and easy and free, we would be doing all this already, right? It's a new endeavor for us. And I think what we're most resistant to is just the making sure that the ends and the means match up. What is the goal here? Okay, USDA wants to stamp this disease out. Everybody wants this out. Dairy farmers, our poultry industry, we would all love this disease not to be affecting us. But what's the best and most effective way to do that? And I think that's where we're trying to help our processors and ultimately our farmers figure out what is the most effective way to get to that goal, or, you know, is that the most reasonable goal? If there's a vaccine coming soon, is this only going to be a short-term pilot? And so I'm sure USDA is weighing all that. We have a new administration coming in, but this is, I would say, very scientifically focused, and we're not guessing that there will be much change with the administration change. However, that's always possible. We want to preserve our foreign markets. When we're talking about tariffs and other things with other countries, how we talk about this and when we talk about it and why we talk about it becomes more important. So even that USDA is doing a surveillance program, we just kind of want to be supportive in helping them build the best thing they can, because if they're saying this is to preserve export markets, I just hope dairy farmers realize whether you ship to the cheese plant down the road or one that's shipping to Mexico every single day, this affects our milk price no matter who you are and where you are.
Talking with Lucas Sjöström with Edge Dairy Cooperative about the new H5N1 monitoring program that USDA has announced. I had a chance to talk during the Milk Business Conference. Lucas, is there, again, there's a lot of devil in the details, how we're going to make this work. Yes, it might be for export markets, but isn't there an opportunity for domestic markets? It's another thing that dairy farmers can say, we're testing for this to assure you, even though pasteurization takes it out, we're still testing it anyway.
Right. Well, I think we want to make sure that we focus. This is an animal health issue right now. Going the next step is good to talk about. Pasteurization eliminates a lot of bad possibilities in dairy that usually aren't there. This is one of them that could be there. But I mean, I think we want to keep it to an animal health issue. But to your point, Brian, we will have in 2025 RFID on all animals that are crossing straight lines, or EID, I should say, rather, but technically RFID on all animals that are crossing state lines. And we will have this sort of testing. So I think we can be assured as dairy farmers and as the consumer public, we have the best and most traceable product we've ever had before. And I think where we try to thread the needle is, can we do something in terms of sustainability? Is there data that we can use from this to give advantage to the market, to the value chain? And so that's what we're always looking for, opportunity. And then the alternative to that, to sound a little more negative, is this adding value to the value chain? If the answer is no, if you ask, you know, 1,000 consumers, they're like, well, more testing sounds bad and we're not preventing anything. So that's, I think, where some of the concern files in. So we're excited to have the opportunity to give input to our states and to USDA to build the best program we can if they've chosen, they've gone down this route. And as you said, I think we should be very proud that we now have the most traceable animal system, and we've always had a traceable dairy system that if we have things we want to promote or protect, we can trace that back all the way to the farm.
That is Lucas Sjöström with Edge Dairy Cooperative from the Milk Business Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Looks like we could see some warmer weather for the Christmas holiday in our ag weather forecast, as highs will be in the low to mid-30s by Christmas and even 40 by later in the week. There are some rain chances late this week and into the weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of snow. Highs will be in the mid-30s, east winds at around 5, shifting to the northwest. Snow chance at 40%. Tonight, cloudy, areas of freezing fog and patchy fog late, lows in the mid-20s, north winds at around 5. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, fog in the morning, highs low teens. Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s. For Thursday, cloudy, highs upper 30s. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, highs mid-40s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, highs in the mid-40s. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs in the low 40s.
Our community is made up of lots of different members with different interests and dreams. The same is true with our members at Wisconsin Credit Union, who count on us for lots of different things to help pursue those interests and dreams. From a range of savings and checking accounts to loans, mortgages, and financial planning, as well as specialized business accounts and services too. And unlike banking at some places where you're just a number, when you bank at Wisconsin Credit Union, you're actually an owner in a not-for-profit cooperative, which is how we can offer higher rates and lower fees and exceptional customer service. Plus, all the latest conveniences, too. You can even open accounts, apply for loans, and become a member online or by visiting any of our convenient locations. So, whatever your interests, dreams, or financial needs, anytime is the right time to join Wisconsin Credit Union. Start at wisconsincu.org. Member eligibility required. Equal opportunity lender. Member NCUA.
Think throwing old batteries in the trash would be dangerous, but it is. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. They can catch fire or even explode if they come in contact with metal, as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
We all have batteries around the house for electronics, toys, and other gadgets. When the batteries are dead, what do you do with them? Your state might require all batteries be taken to a household hazardous waste disposal facility. If not, maybe you just toss them in the trash once they're used up. Depending on what else is in that trash can, they could start smoldering and cause a fire. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International and explains how this can happen, especially with one type of battery.
Your 9-volt battery, you got the positive and negative. If there's any energy left into that, and they come in contact in a trash can, if you have aluminum foil or even, you know, a Pop Tart wrapper or something like that, you can create an arcing event where if there's anything combustible in a trash can or trash bag, like paper towels, it's a pretty good place to find something combustible. It can start a fire. We've seen those pop up here and there. So just because it doesn't work in your device doesn't mean it's completely out of energy.
Before they're tossed in the trash, make sure there is no way the positive and negative posts of the battery can complete a circuit and produce heat.
Something like a 9-volt battery, you should make sure both sides are covered with something and just wrap it in something as simple as paper towel or putting in a plastic bag. Might not be the best thing for the environment, but at the end of the day, it's about safety to make sure you're not, you know, putting anybody in harm's way.
The conditions would have to be just right with metal touching other batteries, such as AA's, or more than one AA to complete the electrical circuit. Then, some sort of combustible material like paper would need to be nearby for the fire to start. However, junk drawers with loose batteries and metal objects like paper clips and keys can create that perfect condition. Learn